In just a moment, Generations with Kevin Swanson. But first, this. The World View in 5 minutes.
It's Thursday, July 16th, 2015 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Iran gets $500 billion with the nuke deal, and four American citizens will continue to languish in Iranian prisons. Jay Sekulow from the American Center for Law and Justice says this contravenes the promise the president made when he said Pastor Saeed Abedini's release is a, quote, top priority, unquote. The ACLJ is petitioning Congress to turn down the deal, although Republican Senator John McCain told Fox News there is no way Congress can stop it. But Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Pray that God would do the impossible, and the Iranian-American pastor Saeed Abedini, who's been imprisoned in Iran since September of 2012, would be released finally. The two Sudanese pastors on trial in Khartoum made their case before the tribunal this week. Several witnesses, including a retired military general, testified on behalf of pastors Yat Michael and David Reif. They are charged with offending Islamic beliefs and undermining the constitutional system. Reports of, quote, new levels of brutality, unquote, are coming from South Sudan, a nation torn by civil war for 2 years now. The United Nations estimates a total of 293,000 refugees as a consequence of the violence. Meanwhile, the Christians in the Nuba Mountains have lost almost all humanitarian aid, while the Khartoum government continues their bombing raids on the villages. The Persecution Project estimates over 3,700 bombings over the last 3 years. More than 100 pastors served communities throughout the Nuba area, preaching in bombed-out churches from shrapnel-ridden pulpits. Ed Lyons from the Persecution Project told The Worldview these bombings are a daily occurrence for these people.
We are predominantly involved now in helping persecuted Christians in the Nuba Mountains, southern Kordofan, which is just below the area where Khartoum is, and we're doing all sorts of things there. We're doing safe water projects, which include repairing broken boreholes. Every single day, the people there are being bombed by their government, and MiG fighters, the Sukhoi jets, are coming into their villages and shooting missiles.
Christians in America are facing a little pushback as well. The Christian Family Bakery in Oregon is receiving death threats now. One particularly ominous threat included the words, quote, you must die for your sins, and your shop will be blown up. I will be coming to you. Don't fall asleep, unquote. Aaron and Melissa Klein have turned the death threats over to the authorities, and one police officer told them to, quote, get a gun, unquote. But fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. The Tenth Circuit Court ruled against the Little Sisters Catholic Charity and four Christian colleges in their attempt to exempt themselves from the Obamacare contraceptive requirements. Individuals and smaller ministries may still exempt themselves using the Christian medical sharing ministries like Samaritan or MediShare. Congress will investigate the largest abortion provider in the country on a recent report that Planned Parenthood is selling body parts. John Boehner announced the investigation today, calling on the Obama administration to, quote, denounce and stop these gruesome practices, unquote, which we would assume includes the murder of the child. From God's perspective, you shall not mistreat any widow or fatherless child. If you do mistreat them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry and my wrath will burn. Exodus 22:22. Whether it is Planned Parenthood authorities selling baby body parts in 2015 or administering Nazi death camps in 1944, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and be sure your sin will find you out. A 94-year-old former SS sergeant who worked at the Auschwitz death camp has been sentenced to 4 years in prison. He is charged with being an accessory to 300,000 murders for his role as an accountant at that death camp. New Horizon flyby pictures of Pluto reveal clear definition on half-mile portions of the surface of the planet. NASA scientists revealed the data yesterday, admitted their shock that the planet had almost no craters. This, they say, indicates the planet is less than 100 million years old, roughly 6,000. No surprise there. Scientists believe that the surface of the planet is water ice, including icy mountains under a layer of nitrogen ice. This would be the only icy world in the solar system that does not orbit another planet. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all stars of light. Praise him, highest heavens, and the waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Psalm 148. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2015. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.
Welcome, friends, to the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson here with you. Steve Vaughn also in studio with us today as we address a rather egregious story before us. I've been in this pro-life thing for a very long time, Steve. My family's been at it for a long time. Planned Parenthood sued me when I tried to bring a personhood amendment to the ballot in Colorado. We won the suit at the Colorado State's court, Supreme Court, that year. My family has been out against the Aurora Planned Parenthood Center with their signs, but more importantly, talking to people entering that facility for the last 16 months. And we've had some baby saves, and it's been great. But, you know, it's Planned Parenthood is the largest provider of abortions in this country by a long shot. My understanding is that percentage has only grown over the years. So Planned Parenthood's a major concern. But now this undercover video was filmed in July 2014 alleging that Planned Parenthood is selling dead baby body parts. And boy, it is. Fox News is on it. John Boehner is on it. Congressman Boehner has announced an investigation into Planned Parenthood. Why? Because of all the funding. The video shows a Planned Parenthood senior director of medical services by the name of Deborah Nicotola having a business lunch with two actors posing as representatives of a human biologics company talking about the trading of these baby body parts. Now, from the outset, we need to remember what we're talking about here. This is a gruesome, evil, wicked thing. Selling human beings is a terrible thing. Killing human beings and selling them is even worse. Are you with me here?
Yeah.
Now, the other side isn't going to admit that, but the video shows Nicotola describing in graphic detail how abortionists are able to harvest organs from aborted babies based on the parts that are needed. Here's a quote from her in the video, and you can watch the video. It's online. I watched it earlier today. Yesterday was the first time, she said, people wanted lungs. Some people want lower extremities too, which that's simple. That's easy. I don't know what they're doing with it. I guess if they want muscle. To which one of the fake buyers replied, yeah, a dime a dozen, to which she said, I'd say a lot of people want liver. And for that reason, most providers will do this case under ultrasound guidance, so they'll know where they're putting their forceps. And what is she saying here? What she's saying here is, the abortionists are killing the kids in our facilities around America. You want a liver? We'll get you a liver. We'll just tell them, don't damage the liver. I know you're ripping this child apart piece by piece. You're pulling his arms apart. You're slicing him in a bunch of pieces. But, you know, be careful. You got to preserve the liver because we need that. We've been very good at getting heart, lung, liver because we know that. So I'm not going to crush that part. I'm going to basically crush below. I'm going to crush above. I'm not going to. It's just sickening. It just makes me nauseated. Just disgusting. This is Planned Parenthood, friends. This is the organization that gets $500 million a year of your tax money, thanks to George W. Bush and President Barack Obama. Now, there were decreases in Planned Parenthood government funding in 1991 and 1998. I want to ask you, who was president 1991-1998?
91 would be Clinton.
Yeah, 98 was Clinton as well.
Mm-hmm.
1991-1998. Decreases, major increases came in 2002 and 2005 with George W. Bush. 20% increase in 2002, 15% increase came in 2005, and then Barack Obama increased it over the last 7 or 8 years by another 40-50%. So, okay, these are the guys supporting Planned Parenthood, an organization that is trading in dead baby body parts, according to this report, this study that was done by the Center for Medical Progress. And the video was filmed in July of 2014. Friends, is it time to defund Planned Parenthood? I'm wondering, is anybody saying this? Is anybody really committing themselves to this? George W. Bush didn't defund it. As I see it, this is going to be in the top two things to remember to do in 8 years as President of the United States.
Yeah.
You follow me? What else would you do? Make a mental note of it. Put it on a yellow sticky note. Defund Planned Parenthood. They do hundreds of other things. What? 347 executive orders. But I don't see an executive order on Planned Parenthood, the defunding of Planned Parenthood. I don't see anything like that happening with our Republicans or our Democrats. How do we get Sandra Day O'Connor and Kennedy? We get them because Ronald Reagan appoints them. I want everybody to remember that. It comes down to it, babies have gotten lost in the shuffle. For all the rhetoric, there really wasn't any fear of God among the Republican power mongers. In just a moment, we're going to talk a little bit more about who to elect for President of the United States. And should you even vote for these people? People that apparently don't care about $500 million going to Planned Parenthood every year. It's about half their budget, by the way. About half their budget. Half their money. They wouldn't exist without our tax dollars. Be back in just a moment. This is Kevin Swanson. The program is Generation.
Persecution against Christians is on the rise in Pakistan, Iran, India, Africa, Canada, Washington, and Iowa. Our religious liberties are hanging in the balance.
There was a report that recently found that Christians are the most persecuted religious minority in the world.
News reports every day indicate the tide is turning right now.
Well, last night, Reverend Franklin Graham was here talking about what he called the growing hostility toward Christians in America, including the Christmas holiday.
We lost religious freedom battles in Indiana and Arkansas this year. Christian businesses have been fined $135,000 for not supporting a homosexual wedding. Christian parents are concerned about parental rights and education and medical choices.
I believe we're going to see persecution in this country. We've already seen many laws that have been passed restrict our freedom as Christians. And so I believe it's going to get worse. And we see, no question, gaining influence in Washington.
That's why the Freedom 2015 Conference in Des Moines, Iowa, Friday, November 6th and Saturday, November 7th, 6 weeks before the Iowa caucuses, we want to register our commitment to liberty. It's time to get educated, get inspired, get connected, get motivated, get some influence, and get ready to impact the 2016 elections. Meet the presidential candidates, take part in a presidential poll, support fellow Christians who are taking the brunt of it. This conference is for Christian pastors, parents, teachers, businessmen, employees, and chaplains. Bring your family to the Iowa Event Center on November 6th and 7th for an historic event as we take a stand for liberty. This is a crucial moment in the history of the Western world. Will you play a part in it? Register now at freedom2015.org. That's freedom2015.org.
I'd say a lot of people want liver. That's Planned Parenthood, friends. That's what they said in the report. That's what the undercover video found in the interview with Planned Parenthood Senior Director of Medical Services. That's just disgusting. I'd say a lot of people like liver. A lot of people want liver. Liver of what? Liver of a child. How in the world is Planned Parenthood any different than some child sex slave pimp out in India trading a kid for 30 bucks with some foreigner across a McDonald's table. You tell me how this is any different from Kermit Gosnell. Remember Planned Parenthood said, yeah, we're not Kermit Gosnell. That's just bad, tut, tut, tut. You remember that?
Yeah.
How is this any different? Friends, this is just... Bottom line is they come off as professionals because they have $500 million and they have a really pretty site. Website. But they've got wonderful storefronts and they act like they're really a beautiful, beautiful operation. They're doing a huge percentage. I'm not sure what it is. It's something like half the abortions in America. This is an organization that is rotten to the core and has been since Margaret Sanger founded it many, many years ago. This is disgusting. It's really disgusting. And what's even more disgusting is the fact that our tax dollars fund this thing. This is probably the worst thing that American government has done. And if we are, as a nation, culpable of the blood of kids, it's going to happen with government funding of Planned Parenthood. That's going to be the thing that that I think makes the nation, as a nation, culpable for the judgment of God more than anything else, with maybe the exception of Obergefell.
Yeah, and you know, the argument has always been from Planned Parenthood that this is just a mass of protoplasm. But if you can distinguish organs, and they're set, you know, there's a beating heart. Yeah, how do you say that that is not a child? How do you say that this is not a human baby when you're able to then distinguish between heart and lung and muscle and liver? And they know how to get at them, and you know, this is a baby.
They've always tried to present themselves behind a thin facade of respectability. We know that. It's always been this sort of, you know, clean, clinical approach to taking care of the protoplasm or the fetus. They don't want to call it the baby, you know. So it's always, they always use the clinical terms. They always wanted to hide behind that thin facade of respectability. They're very professional in all of this. But as it turns out, there's no difference between Kermit Gosnell and some sex slave pimp in India or Cambodia. There's no real difference. They're the same ilk. And Deborah Nucatola needs to repent of her sins, and she needs to find cleansing in Jesus Christ. Let's just say it. The gospel speaks to this. We're finally pulling back the facades of respectability. We're showing people the bloody, horrific serial killers that they really are. And what we as a nation have become, especially as we support Republicans and Democrats that are enthusiastically in support of the support for Planned Parenthood and sign budgets. I haven't seen presidents veto budgets with $500 million of funding for Planned Parenthood in it, blood money. I don't see repentance. I just don't see faith. But those who have voted for these candidates and those who have supported Planned Parenthood and those Planned Parenthood employees need to repent of these sins. They need to understand what they've become, and they need to understand that this is why Jesus came, because we aren't respectable. We have sinned against God in very gruesome, very horrific ways. And we get a little vision of what we are and what we've become. Now we begin to understand why the bloody Savior on the cross, why did he die? He died that he might cleanse us from these sins. And so I'm calling our audience to repentance. I don't know if Deborah Nucatola listens to this radio program, but I want to call her to repentance and faith in Christ right now. I want her to understand what she has become, the horrific character of her sin, and certainly the sin that's being dragged around with Fox News and all of the major news organizations referring to this sort of thing. And granted, she's not the only sinner in America, but we need to present the gospel to these people. And I think what's happened here with these videos is a good representation of what America has become. We thought we were really cool. We thought we were a good nation. We thought we were doing the right thing. And there's, you know, the vast majority of people who work for Planned Parenthood believe that they are really, really righteous people. They're the best people that have ever lived. And they are out there for women's rights, and it's all cool. It's all cool. It's all cool. But they don't realize they've given way to this terrible, terrible sin of murder and existentialism, of self-orientation that betrays itself in some of the most wretched ways.
Yeah, and it really comes down to the House of Representatives. They're the ones that hold the purse strings for the government, and they get elected every 2 years. We can get rid of them fairly quickly. just through every 2 years of a vote, just get rid of those who are not going to actually do something about this issue.
And what really matters is the fear of God. I'm going to bring this out in the Religious Liberties Conference on November 6th and 7th, 1 year before the 2016 elections, because I think Christians especially need to understand God's requirements for the people that serve in the civil magistrate. You'll find it in Exodus 18 and 2 Samuel 23. Hey, we need men who fear God, hate covetousness, and love the truth. That's what we need, friends. Here's what happens. When you don't have people who fear God, they fear other things. And they get the wrong priorities, and they forget about the importance of protecting babies, protecting little babies from this kind of horrific treatment. And here, George W. Bush's top donors, the guys who were giving him a $500,000 a whack, you know, $1.2 million a whack, his top donors were banks. Mm-hmm. We all know that. Barack Obama's top donors were the same big banks. Do you know that?
Yeah, actually.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. Hillary Clinton's top donors.
Foreign
the
banks.
Big banks. Well, the big banks,
yeah, the big
again.
Ones, yeah.
The big ones, yeah. International banks or national banks. Bernie Sanders' top donors, that is the somewhat unknown congressman running against Hillary Clinton, turns out to be the labor unions. Now, the thing that people don't understand is there are two categories of Democrats. Those who promise to help the poor, but they actually are paid for by the banks. They rob the rich for the poor. They say they're going to rob the rich for the poor, but they wind up impoverishing the poor in the process. And then there are those who promise to help the poor, and they rob the middle class, reward the rich, and impoverish the poor in the process. So there's the Bernie Sanders types who are promising to help the poor, and they rob the rich for the poor, but they wind up impoverishing the poor in the process. And then you have the Hillary Clinton types who promise to help the poor us also, and they rob the middle class, reward the rich, and impoverish the poor in the process. So on the one hand, the Hillary Clinton types are paid for by the banks. The Bernie Sanders type are paid for by the labor unions, and their whole idea is to rob the rich in order to help the poor. In the process, they destroy capitalism, the only thing that could have sustained a middle class and helped the poor in the long run. The problem, of course, is always robbery. The problem is graft. The problem is that those $500,000 campaign donations are not really campaign donations, they're bribes, and so it's all corrupted. Republicans promise to do less robbing, but they wind up doing the same thing the Democrats do, generally speaking, because they're receiving the same $500,000 donations from the same banks.
Yeah, the 100% of one of the political parties, they're socialists, and about 75% of the other one are socialists.
And what's the real problem? The real problem there is they're ignoring the Sixth Commandment, thou shalt not kill. They ignore babies. Everybody's ignoring the babies. The Democrats are Republicans. The Democrats who are just socialists and Marxists wanting to redistribute the wealth because that's the main thing. That's the main thing they're all about because they're told to be all about that because they're sat in Marxist classes for 18 years out of their academic lives. So they're all about breaking the Eighth Commandment, and they could care less about babies getting slaughtered in the Sixth Commandment. And, of course, the Seventh Commandment, they're all about that. They love any kind of breaking of the Seventh Commandment. If they can break the Seventh Commandment more by government funding, they're all for that. But occasionally, you have an honest man who gets elected who's not controlled by $500,000 campaign donations from powerful banks. That's pretty rare, though.
And I think this would be a great question to ask your representative as they're running for this reelection. You know, Planned Parenthood is selling aborted baby body parts. What do you plan to do about that? And if they don't give the right answer, don't vote for them.
There you go. There you go. It's a great question because it's number one on God's priority. He says if you come after the fatherless child and you do damage to him, I will come after you. I will kill you with the sword. That's what he says in Exodus 21. Serious stuff. He gets really, really passionate when it comes to protecting the fatherless children. Now, how do men fear God? Well, they fear God. Here's how men come to fear God. Men come to fear God when they see what God has done at the Red Sea. Mm-hmm. When they see how Christ overcame the devil at the cross, when they fall trembling on their face and before God and see how they have broken his law and his terrible judgment, and the powerful hand of God of judgment over the whole world during the destruction of the world at the worldwide flood. These are the sorts of things that drive them to the fear of God. When men and women receive the gospel of Christ, they understand they're accountable to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they just totally ignore the pressures of the big banks, the media, the socialist interest groups, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, the people that are pounding on their doors. They totally ignore them. Why? Because they fear God. They see his judgment. They see what he did to Pharaoh and his armies at the Red Sea. They see what he did in the worldwide flood. They see what he did on the cross and overcoming the devil, overcoming sin, and they really fear that God. They fear him, and they lead with integrity to the idea that they are the servants of Jesus Christ. They acknowledge Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and they say, I am the servant of God. I'm not the servant of this people. I'm not the servant of democracy. I'm not the ultimately, I'm the servant of Jesus Christ. I'm the minister of God. That is, I'm the servant of God. According to Romans 13, I'm in this position because God put me in this position, and I serve him first and foremost. And so the first thing I do is I look in his word to see what kind of agenda I need to bring to bear over the next administration. That, my friends, is the kind of person you elect to dog catcher or president of the United States. All right, before we're done, one more story. The Sisters of the Poor, the Little Sisters of the Poor, and the four Christian colleges from Oklahoma that appealed. And that case was taken to the 10th Circuit, which, by the way, I think meets in Denver.
Yeah, I think so.
They lost. They lost their Obamacare case.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, they had a little bit of an option. We could bring in a third party, and the third party would give contraceptives to the employees, but big deal. They didn't want their employees aborting kids. They didn't want to support abortion. But thankfully, we still have Islands of Freedom, and we want to get back to those Islands of Freedom. This is really the only option left for Christian colleges. Wheaton College lost their appeal, too. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. There are several other colleges, too, all within the same
Christian opinion. Ministries losing. We lost Obergefell. Now we're losing another in the 10th Circuit. Friends, right now, it's just peeling back some Islands of Freedom. Certainly, home education is one of those Islands of Freedom we've referred to on a recent program. I'm going to continue to refer to it because that will be an Island of Freedom when Obergefell and the Supreme Court of the United States come down on Christian schools. And they enforce a pro-homosexual ideology to the employees hired by Christian schools and Christian colleges. But thankfully, we still have the Islands of Freedom of home education, of discipleship, of mentorship, the kind of things we talk about on this program and will continue to talk about as part of this ministry for the next 20 years or 50 years or 100 years, God willing. But we also encourage people to use the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, which is an island of freedom. If you do not want to be part of the Planned Parenthood rip babies apart approach to Obamacare, if you don't want your money funding abortion, if you want an option to that, if you say, you know, I really don't want to be a part of this, I have to pay my taxes. I don't want to opt out of taxes. I don't want to be arrested. Don't want to be thrown in jail for not paying my taxes. But I sure would like to not contribute to Planned Parenthood. I sure would like to avoid paying for contraceptives, especially those with the abortifacient qualities, because I just don't want to be on board with this murder program that's been raging through our country for the last 60 years and has aborted 300 million babies or how many there have been, maybe closer to 100 million. I don't want to be part of that vision. I want to repent. I want to be part of the repentance routine here. How would I repent how would I live lives of repentance and bear fruits of repentance if I did not want to participate in a program like this? Let me encourage you to consider the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. They were exempted in the Obamacare bill, and that was a blessing. They were exempted. One of the few exemptions, the Amish and the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, those that had been grandfathered in at that point, which included Samaritan Ministries. Be sure to check out SamaritanMinistries.org if you haven't yet. You've had some opportunities thus far. I want to encourage you to check it out right now. Christian Medical Sharing Ministries, MediShare, of course, is one of them. I encourage you to SamaritanMinistries.org to check out more information on that.
And that was sort of a last-minute kind of thing that God allowed to be thrown in. I mean, that was a miracle that those medical sharing programs got exempted.
It was. It was a conversation between a board member on check, who happens to be a senator, Kevin Lundberg, and James Lansbury.
Yeah.
Had a conversation, and that conversation spread to some Washington figures that Kevin knew of, and conference going on at the time, so he's able to link some people up. And yeah, it all happened, I think, something like 10 years ago. But wow, the results have been wonderful. An island of freedom called the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries And by the way, they're growing like gangbusters. I think they've got 40,000, 50,000 members now. When I started, I think they had sort of closer to 4,000 or 5,000.
Yeah, when we got in, it was about 10 to 12.
Yeah, yeah. But now they're up to 40, 50,000 members, which means you got to be doing 40 million a month or whatever. It's incredible how much they're doing. And you know, it's not much more than, I think, $360 a month. Which, by the way, yeah, I think we figured out to be over a 10-year period of time, we're probably saving something like $180,000 in insurance premiums.
Yeah.
Which is like paying off a house for your first kid. And then you pay off a house for the second kid. When you, yeah, you know. So the Islands of Freedom are amazing. Amazing how God has protected Christians in this country while the others are being tyrannized and while they're killing babies by the tens of millions in this country. It is amazing what God is doing for Christians who want to opt out, just want to get off the train, say, you know what, I don't really want to participate in the killing thing. I think we ought to do what we can to avoid supporting the killing of kids in this country. Check out the Christian Medical Sharing Ministries. They're exempted from Obamacare, friends. It's SamaritanMinistries.org. We can stand outside of abortion clinics in Aurora, Colorado, and save babies. We can try to save lives and souls at the same time. We're concerned about both because we're not Gnostics. We want to save the souls of the women going in, and we want to save the babies going into those clinics as well. It's because we're not Gnostics, we're in favor of both, and we talk to both issues, and we work both sides of that. And do remember that they're killing more babies in Aurora abortion clinics than the Batman massacre in the Aurora Theater last year. Remember the Batman massacre? I think it killed, I don't remember how many.
Yeah.
But it wasn't more than about 10 or 15 people. It
was, yeah, I think 12 and wounded 70, something yeah, like that.
Yeah. So, but the abortion clinic in Aurora is killing more this year than he killed at the theater last year.
Yeah.
I want you to remember that.
Yeah, and apparently that case has just been rested. That's been given to the jury, and so we'll see what happens with Mr. Holmes on that.
Well, and as we wrap up this edition of the program, pressures on Christian colleges in America is intense, true, because they need accreditation. They need tax deductions. Many of them need the federal funding. Cedarville takes federal funding. I didn't know that. They took $25.3 million from a federal dollars to keep that Christian college going. Azusa Pacific gets $136 million last school year. And you think these colleges are still going to get a discriminate against homosexuality? You got to be kidding me. Of course they're not.
Now, follow the money.
They take a Christian view on homosexuality right now. I'm talking about Cedarville or Azusa Pacific pulling in their tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from the federal government. It's amazing. What the government funds, the government controls. Render to Caesar the things that are Caesar. If you signed up for Caesar's dollars, you're going to have to play by Caesar's rules. But you can opt out. You can opt out. You can opt out of federal funding for your Christian colleges, and you'll enjoy an island of freedom. Hey, if you want more on the islands of freedom, how we're going to survive over the next 20 years in this country, check out freedom2015.org. It's our Christian Religious Liberties Conference, November 6th and 7th in Des Moines, Iowa. And to register, freedom2015.org. Check it out right now. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision.